The historic National Museum building at the top of Prague's Wenceslas Square will close its doors on Thursday for 5 years of major renovations, the first in the site's 120-year-long history. When it reopens in June 2016, the museum should offer visitors a whole new experience. But on Thursday, hundreds of people used the valuable opportunity to visit the museum for one last time. Jan Richter reports.
At 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, the main door of the National Museum's historic building opened for visitors who had one last chance to have a look inside before it closes for 5 years for renovation. It is affected by heavy passing traffic and was twice damaged by fighting in the nearby streets in 1945 and 1968. But the museum's interiors aren't much better off either. Jaroslav Pavlík from the National Museum says they're in bad need of repair too.
We have the problems with the outside facade of the building. Also, the hygienic measures and the firefighting measures are really bad. So we need to reconstruct the building, not only from the outside, but also the inside, all the engineering systems and stuff like that.
Hundreds of people took advantage of the last day the main building was open and came to see its prehistoric, zoological and other exhibits. Among them was Kristina Hajková, who brought a friend, Jack Oboy from Nigeria.
We wanted to see it before it will be closed, and I took also my friend, and he is living here, and he's from Nigeria, and it's first time for him to be here.
I feel great because it's a little bit strange thing for me. I've not been here since I've been in this country, and it's a fantastic place.
In the room with the minerals on the museum's first floor, I caught up with Marcela Timichová.
I'm between jobs right now, and I heard on the radio that today is the last day. I'm interested in minerals, so I wanted to see this collection before it's closed.
For many Czechs, the National Museum building is more than a museum. Built at a time when Czechs did not have a country of their own, it became a symbol of the nation's yearning for freedom and independence. 83-year-old Mr. Wagner, who would not disclose his first name, told me he came to say goodbye.
I come here every year on the 28th of October, the Czech Independence Day. Today I wanted to say goodbye to the building because I'm an elderly man and I might not live to see it renovated. I'm a Czechoslovak patriot, and I will miss it.
The renovation means some 7 million items had to be removed to the museum's depositories in what has been dubbed the biggest moving of museum collections in Czech history. When the work is finished, the museum plans to set up the exhibitions in a modern way, and they'll also make it possible for visitors to walk to nearby building of the former federal parliament, a part of the National Museum since 2006. Jaroslav Pavlík again.
It will be totally different because we have two open spaces in the center of the building. We are going to cover them with a glass roof, so there will be two very large exposition halls. Also, the new building of the National Museum and the historical building will be connected by the tunnel, the corridor underground. The exhibition's gonna be built differently, not like today, when you divide them into the mammals and the other species of the animals, but they will be more connected as they live in the nature.
Before that happens, the National Museum will offer a number of exhibitions in other venues around Prague. For more details, go to www.nm.cz.
Thank you, Jan Richter. And it's hard to believe that it really will be closed for such a long period. So if